this example is a little different than the one which you saw previously. So in this example, what we need to do is that we first look for the common factor. So we take the common factor out before we apply either the sum or the difference of cubes. So in this example, we see that we have 5x cubed plus 575y cubed. Now the question is that how you will realize that we need to take the common factor out. First thing is that they both are divisible by 5. And second thing is that there is no cubic root for 5. So therefore, we should be looking to get rid of that 5 in order to make our first term as 1x cubed or any term which is actually cubic in nature. So when we take the 5 outside the bracket, we get x cubed plus 125y cubed. Now it's completely obvious that 125, the cubic root of 125 is 5. So therefore, we, in this case, our a becomes x and our b becomes 5y. So we plug in those values in the formula and we factorize that way.